From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today was one of the bloodiest days Baghdad has seen in weeks. At least 10 people were killed, among them a U.S. soldier, a Spanish diplomat, and a number of Iraqis, including policemen. Dozens more Iraqi civilians were wounded in a suicide bombing outside a police station. NPR's Tom Bullock has more.
6 months after the fall of Saddam's statue in the heart of Baghdad, a moment that came to symbolize the end of the war, the city remains a dangerous place. 3 separate attacks were launched today against U.S. soldiers and those who work with them. Paul Bremer, the head of the U.S. Provisional Authority, said it was clear who's to blame.
We are fighting terrorism here. We will continue to fight it until it no longer threatens the hopes of Iraqis and the hopes of the world. The importance and urgency of this task is underscored for all of us today when terrorists car-bombed a police station and assassinated a Spanish diplomat.
Jose Antonio Bernal was serving as a Spanish military attaché. He was killed early this morning. Eyewitnesses say that at least 3 men, one dressed as a Muslim cleric, tried to drag Bernal from his rented home. He was shot dead in the street. 2 Iraqi policemen and at least 6 Iraqi civilians lost their lives when a car bomb went off at an Iraqi police station in the Baghdad slum of Sadr City. An officer who survived the blast said suicide bombers drove an old Oldsmobile through an iron gate that protected the station, then detonated the bomb. There are conflicting reports on the number of Iraqi civilians wounded in the attack, but Baghdad hospitals place the number as high as 45. Northeast of the capital, in the town of Bakuba, a U.S. soldier was killed when a rocket-propelled grenade hit a coalition convoy. The soldier's death brings the number of Americans killed since the start of the war to 321. At a press conference, Paul Bremer tried to put the best face on the continued fighting.
The attacks on the coalition, 90% of them take place in about 5% of the country. They pose no strategic threat to the coalition or to its forces. We are dealing with that threat on a virtually daily basis, rounding up killers, torturers of the Fedayeen Saddam and the intelligence service. These terrorists do not share the vision which was brought home to all of us 6 months ago today of a free Iraq.
Bremer had planned on focusing most of today's briefing on positives: schools and hospitals opening, cleaner water, more cops on the beat, and ongoing reconstruction projects.
The coalition, as of today, has completed over 13,000 reconstruction projects, large and small, as part of our strategic plan for the reconstruction of Iraq.
Bremer also stressed the need for billions of dollars to continue the work. But Baghdad's lack of security may hold back reconstruction funds. There are reports the German government may seek to postpone a donors' conference scheduled for the middle of October because of the growing uncertainty in Iraq. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.